Please be seated. And as we sit, so we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen. Imagine it is dark. Imagine it is night. A man is carefully walking down the street. He is walking in the shadows, trying to keep his face in the dark so that he cannot be recognised. But if anyone is around, if anyone looks really closely, there are clues. His clothes give him away. His clothes are made of cloth that only the wealthy can afford. If they could see his hands, they would know that he hadn't done a day's work in the field. Who is this man that does not wish to be recognised? And where is he going so quickly and quietly at this late hour? Who is he going to see? What does he want? Because we have heard the gospel reading, we know that the man was Nicodemus and that he was visiting Jesus. We also know that he came to Jesus by night. But we do not know whether he came in the shadows to meet Jesus. So who is this man Nicodemus, and why is he coming to see Jesus? The gospel reading tells us quite a bit about him. He is a Pharisee, a leader of the Jews. In many ways, the Pharisees were the best people in the whole country. There were never more than 6,000 of them. And they were known as a brotherhood. They entered into this brotherhood by taking a pledge in front of three witnesses that they would spend all their lives observing every detail of the law and observing all 600 plus laws in the Torah, including rituals concerning purification. So, here is a man who knows the law and does his very best to observe the laws, a leader of the Jews. So why has he come to see Jesus? To me, I feel it is simple. Nicodemus wanted to know who Jesus was and what he had come to say. He wanted to understand more. Nighttime was said by the rabbis to be the best time to study the law, when a man was undisturbed. Throughout the day, Jesus was surrounded by crowds of people. It may well be that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night because he wanted a private and completely undisturbed time with Jesus. Nicodemus may know all about the law, but perhaps he has something missing in his life, and he came to talk to Jesus so that in the darkness of the night he might find light. Nicodemus is no different to us. We too want to understand. We too want to know more. And so we attend church, listen to the talks, go to home groups, pilgrim groups, and attend Lent courses. Nicodemus was far more fortunate. He could go straight to Jesus. However, going to Jesus does not mean that you will get a straight answer, as this passage shows. And John could also have been using wordplay when he said the night. Nicodemus visited at night, but he could be in darkness too. We live in this world and sometimes things can seem pretty bleak and dark. When we walk in the dark, we stumble and fall. We cannot see anything. So light, Jesus, the light of the world, breaks through the darkness and illuminates people with love, grace and truth. Nicodemus recognises Jesus as someone special. He is interested in Jesus for the right reasons. There is something in Nicodemus that wants to know more. Nicodemus addresses Jesus respectfully. He says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus does not acknowledge the statement, but straight away says, no one can see the kingdom of heaven without being born from above. And in some versions, we have born again. Nicodemus does not understand what Jesus is talking about and assumes that it is physical birth he is talking about. How can a grown man be born again? Nicodemus asked. Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. Jesus' answer reflects the fact that he and Nicodemus are talking on two different levels. Nicodemus is thinking about the literal, a physical birth, where Jesus is talking metaphorically, talking about a spiritual birth. When Jesus said kingdom of heaven, Nicodemus probably thought Jesus was talking about the kingdom of Israel on earth. He thought when Jesus said born again or born from above, that Jesus meant a physical birth. Nicodemus's mind was on the physical, but Jesus was talking about the spiritual. There is a big difference between the physical world of the flesh and the spiritual world of the spirit. Jesus calls this the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is a new way of thinking and a new way of seeing. The physical world is full of violence, hatred, injustice, and sorrow. We see the effects of the physical world every day on the news. The kingdom of God is a place of peace. It is a place, the Bible tells us, that no tears fall and no sadness is known. There is no pain, no sickness, and all people are treated like equals. It is a place that we have to look forward to. That is what Nicodemus could not understand. He spent his whole life keeping the physical laws in order to gain entrance to God's kingdom. Jesus told him that he must be spiritually born from above, move away from our physical mindset, and move to a new way of thinking in the spiritual world. We have to die to this world and be reborn from above in the spirit. That is how the connection is made with God, and that is how we gain entrance to the kingdom of God. Jesus reminds us that we must be born of water and spirit. The spirit that came upon Jesus at his baptism. The spirit descending on him like a dove. And we were also promised that spirit at our baptism. Jesus said, do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Jesus uses the wind as an allegory of the Spirit of God. We cannot see or control the wind, but we can see how it bends the branches of a tree. So it is with God's Spirit, invisible, mysterious, and beyond our control, but discernible by its effects. It is God who decides who the Spirit comes to. We must focus our minds to the spiritual before we can truly understand what God wants for us in our lives. It is through the Spirit that we can communicate with God. Prayer is the way to talk to God, and prayer is done through the Spirit. Jesus used the metaphor of birth to describe this change from the physical to the spiritual. He does this because just like a new baby has to grow physically, So we have to grow spiritually after our rebirth from above. We will crawl, we will walk before we can run. Sometimes we may slip and fall. Even as we get older, we still slip up sometimes. The wonderful thing is that God is always there to pick us up. He is infinitely patient with us and wants to see us grow continually. So what must we do to enter the kingdom of God? A better question might be, what must I do to be reborn from above? It is only when God's grace enters into us, takes possession of us, and changes us that we can give to him the reverence and devotion we ought to give. It is through Jesus that we are reborn. It is when he enters into our hearts and lives that changes come. Then we are forgiven for the past and armed by the Spirit for the future. Then we can truly accept the will of God. Then we can become citizens of the kingdom. We become children of God. We enter into eternal life, which is the very life of God. Today's reading ends, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." This is why Jesus has come. For the love of God, for Nicodemus, and for us. God does not ask the world if it wants his love. God just goes ahead and loves, and also gives the world his only beloved Son over to death. The one who dies for us clearly has a significant claim on us, and John makes that clear. God's love, all-encompassing, unasked for and undeserved, is also given unconditionally. God loves us. Through our rebirth in the Spirit, by being brought out of darkness into the light, we build our relationship with God. Jesus is the link between heaven and earth, and then the promise that through the death and resurrection of his Son, we will have eternal life.